97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. It's starting to feel like summer, and riders are preparing for the ATV-UTV season. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is reminding everyone to have a fun and safe experience riding their recreational vehicles this summer. They're echoing the DNR's recent news release, encouraging people to earn their ATV-UTV safety certification by completing an approved course. Lieutenant Michael Van Offren with the Marathon County Sheriff's Office says in the last 5 years, there have been 9 crashes involving other motor vehicles on public roadways, and 4 people were injured. On private land, 17 reported ATV crashes happened in the same time period, with 12 people being injured. Though the numbers are higher on private land, the type of injuries are far less severe. Anyone operating an ATV, UTV, at least 12 years of age, or born on or after January 1, 1988, are required to complete a state DNR-approved safety education course and carry proof of that certification while riding on all public trails, routes, and private lands not owned by them or immediate family. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding their 14th annual United Weekend Food Sculpture event. It's on June 11th during lunch by the river. Community members are invited to donate non-perishable food items during the event held on June 11th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids. Local teams will build sculptures using canned food and basic need items before lunch by the river begins. These items will then be donated to local food programs. People can vote for their favorite food sculpture on the United Way's Facebook page to choose the Community Choice Award. Since 2013, United We Can has collected more than 84,000 pounds of food. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR, and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected replacement efforts will take decades to finish. A former attorney for Donald Trump in Wisconsin is asking the federal government for $3.2 million, saying he was unfairly targeted after the 2020 election. Jim Troupas filed the request under a new fund meant to compensate people who claim they were, quote, weaponized by federal investigations. He points to searches of his email and actions involving his family as reasons for the payment. At the same time, Troupas is facing felony forgery charges in Wisconsin, tied to the fake elector case. Prosecutors have not commented on his claims. A new study finds Wisconsin's teacher unions have weakened significantly since 2012, with membership falling faster here than anywhere else in the U.S. Researchers say the decline follows Act 10, a 2011 law that limited what unions can negotiate. The state now ranks 36th overall in union strength, and much lower in membership and resources. Backers of Act 10 called it a needed reform, while opponents say it reduced protections for teachers. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will be away this weekend. They'll play the Astros at 7:10 tomorrow night. What a happy Brewers clubhouse yesterday, coming back in the eighth inning after going without a hit and beating the Cardinals 2-1 at home to complete the sweep. How did it feel to finally get a save? Closer Trevor McGill.
It means a lot. I mean, every game means a lot. But to be able to, you know, 7+ innings of no-hit baseball and then Got one out like this today. That's just big for the crew.
College football, the Badgers' schedule is out. They'll open at Lambeau Field on Sunday, September 6th against Notre Dame. And then on the Friday night after Thanksgiving, they'll host Minnesota at the Packers OTAs. The team holding practice and meetings while Josh Jacobs is under investigation for domestic violence.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about Josh. I'm going to stick with the statement that we put out as an organization and just let the process play out.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A bit cooler behind a cold front today. A really nice day to be outside. Sunny skies to be expected with high temps in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows near 50. Warmer again on Friday with plenty of sunshine. Highs back up into the mid 80s.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.